Face the Music, a pre-ELO song-by-song podcast, is sponsored by fine people like Christopher Mainwaring.
This is Face the Music, a pre-ELO song-by-song podcast. Worn Red Carpet, The Idol Race. What's that song all about?
Worn Red Carpet was released as the B-side of the Idol Race song Days of the Broken Arrows in April 1969. It was written and sung by Dave Pritchard. Jeff Lynne gets production credit. The record company made a little oopsie-doodle on the label, printing it as Worn Red Carpet. In issue number 18 of the ELO fanzine Face the Music, Roger said,
"Yeah, that was a grower. It just got a little bit lost on the arrangement. But basically, there's a good song in there."
In May 1969, Record Mirror called the song a much more melodic number. The Move took a whack at it in 1969 during a live BBC session.
"Hi, this is Alan Sherman singing for Carpets Made with Enkron."
"Hi, I'm Eric Winsenson."
"I'm Eric Paul Johnson."
"And this is a song called Worm Red Carpet."
"I thought it was Worm Red Carpet. Like he brought in a bunch of worms and stepped all over them, and now his carpet is red with worm blood."
"No, number one, there is no red worm blood. Number two, no, it's supposed to be worn red carpet."
"Oh."
"But Phillips decided, hey, you guys get a single, but don't expect it to spell those names of your songs right."
"Yeah, we can't even release the right songs for singles. Why do you think we're even going to check to make sure we get the right title on the label?"
So, on with the song.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Lynne produced it, but it's a Dave Pritchard song with Dave Pritchard singing. And it's not bad, I can say. The production is a lot clearer than Days of Broken Arrows, which makes me think maybe they put the wrong version of Days of Broken Arrows on the front side, because this sounds like it's from the session that produced the clearer version of Days of Broken Arrows. You can understand the words, you can hear all the different instruments. I don't know if they're using a real sitar or Jeff just tuned his guitar to sound like one, which I'm thinking it's probably the latter. I know pretty much what you feel about this type of music, but I didn't mind it too much. I don't think it's as good as anything on their first album. I can see where this was just written. We wanted to represent the Idol Race on a single, so you got a Jeff Lynne song on one side, a Dave Pritchard song on the other. Got both singers getting their chance on the single. And both songs are not throwaway songs. They're not filler songs. They're songs they worked on. I've heard so much stuff like it before, it doesn't impact me as maybe it would. I like the production. I like the use of the tuning on the guitar, if that's what it is for the sitar. I like the words to the song. It does give a sense of loneliness and everything. And discounting the better version of Days of Broken Arrows, I can see why a lot of people like this song better than they like the A-side. Because either of the songs could have been singles. I think Worn Red Carpet, though, they had spelled it right, would have been a better A-side. Because it doesn't exactly have a great hook, but at least it has one in there to where you can remember how the song goes a bit better. Word-wise, yeah, Days of Broken Arrows is a better written song, but sometimes a nicely written poem doesn't always make for a great song, like I said on the last one. This one is just regular song structure, and it works a lot better and would have been the better A-side of it, but I still feel like it's transitional going from their previous album to whatever they're going to do next, so I'm curious to see if this type of thing carries over to their next album or if they go in a completely different direction.
Yeah, I don't know where it's going to go from here. I'm pretty sure the music hall psychedelia thing, that's probably done.
Long gone.
We're finished with it. We did it. It was good. if we keep on doing this, we're going to look like we're stuck in 1966, 67. And it's 1969, so we're going to move along. I have said nothing but nice things about Dave Pritchard songs, the ones that we've encountered so far for the Idle Race. I can't really think of one that I heard that I didn't like. There are a bunch that I like, some that I love. So I'm a bit of a Dave Pritchard fan from this, because he's been good. They've been catchy. I don't know what he's done after the Idle Race, but I'm sure when you've worked in the music business, you understand that you don't always hit gold. And even your biggest fans are going to say, not so crazy about that song. And you got to kind of understand that goes with the job. If you sign up to be in the music business just to get everybody to drop to the ground and kiss your toes, then you're in for rude awakening.
Unless your toes are dusted with cocaine, nobody's dropping down to kiss them.
I guess, yes, there are some, yes. But again, not everybody's going to do that. Even the Beatles have a few stinkers in their catalog.
Few?
Revolution Number 9, of course. I never liked There's a Place. And whatever that one that starts with John Lennon singing, I love you, woo, 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 can do without that. So all of this is to try and stay on Dave Pritchard's good side. I didn't like it. Not really crazy about the voice. Kind of reminds me of Cream. And Cream is hit and miss for me. Sort of that high-pitched Eric Clapton kind of... Well, kind of high-pitched Eric Clapton. Certainly not Bee Gees high-pitched. She's a witch of trouble in electric blue. In her own bad mind, she's in love with you. With a piper called a Jew. You'll be back again so soon. Yeah, I don't think this is a sitar. I think, and I'm just guessing, because I don't have a track list or liner notes that I can go to that gives the details of who played what and how it was played. To me, this sounds like it could have been a 12-string guitar with the strings loosened up so that it gets that extra jangly sound. I do think it's really cool that they tried to make one instrument sound like a different instrument, but for me, the sitar was one of the bad things to enter popular music in the 1960s. I mean, it works sometimes. It works good on Norwegian Wood. I like it on Green Tambourine. And it works well on Tapeworm of Love. Even though in Tapeworm of Love, it was used to make fun of all the sitar stuff that's in popular music at the time.
See, that's mighty fine sitar playing, Mahatma.
I do like the lyrics, though. I was born in May 1969, so this came out right around that time. And of course, obviously, I have no memory of 1969, but there's sort of like echoes of the 60s that crossed over into the early 70s that I can remember. So this puts my head in that time, because it's a very 60s song. The lyrics are very late 1960s. So I do like that it sets my gourd back into the earliest stages of my life, of what I can remember from before I was three. So for there, that's a win for me. But I'm not crazy about this one. Hopefully this is not a foreshadowing of what's to come for the album. Hopefully that alternate take of Days of the Broken Arrow is what we can look forward to. But I still am excited to see what's coming up, which is going to be next week. We start the second Idle Race album, so I'm curious. I want to know what's coming up.
Yeah, so do I, especially since I have it sitting around.
Well, I have it too. Jill Chenault sent me that Back to the Story Idle Race compilation CD. And I put it in my surround sound, and I heard disc one. I had to go do some other stuff. As for disc two, it's still lodged in the player, because it won't play CDs anymore, and it won't eject. So there's things that have to be moved for me to pull up the lid to try and get it out of the machine, and it's something I haven't done in, I guess, 2 or 3 years. I've been kind of busy.
Well, that's what happens when you don't pull out in time.
Got something to say about Worn Red Carpet? Then call the telephone line voicemail.
6238503375. Call now.
Why don't you come with me, little girl, on the magic carpet ride with
Magic Kiss Rug Cleaning. Magic Kiss, Magic Kiss, Kiss of Beauty Cleaning.
makes rugs and carpets look like new. Upholstered furniture, draperies too. Call Magicist and you'll know it's truly Kiss of Beauty Cleaning. To get that Kiss of Beauty look, see the yellow page in your phone book. Call Magicist, Magicist, Magicist Rug Cleaners. Magicist, Magicist Rug Cleaners.
Big things are happening every minute. WLS in Chicago.
We got an ELO-y, Jeff Linney soundy kind of song here from a listener to the podcast. And if you have any songs that you've done that sound Jeff Linney ELO-y, you can send them here and I'll play them on the podcast. Our email address is eloftmpodcast@gmail.com. So here's Al Findlay with his song, The Day I Got Beatles Forever.
Here's a WDGYO.
Every day I did what I will say. It was the day I got Beatles forever. I had heard its tune from another room. Heaven only knows what I wasn't doing. Standing in awe at all that we saw. It was the day I got Beatles forever.
Song touched me in a way I've never felt before. And which way did it can?
Face the Music, a pre-ELO song-by-song podcast, is a production of Radio Trolla Entertainment, Assorted Deli Meats Amalgamated. You can contact us by voicemail at 623-850-3375 or email us at eloftmpodcast@gmail.com and we'll read and reply to it on the show. Keep up to date by joining our Facebook group and spread the word by sharing the link or giving us a quick rating on iTunes. Subscribe to our YouTube page, the Electric Light Orchestra Podcast Channel, to hear other goodies. You can financially support the podcast at patreon.com/elopod or PayPal using the podcast's email address, or send a check or money order to P.O. Box 1932, Superior, Arizona 85173. Next week, come with me.